This Saturday, October 14th, there will be a partial solar eclipse visible for Canadians. As such, the Queen's Observatory will be hosting a very special open house on Saturday, October 14th at 11 a.m. in Ellis Hall Auditorium. The partial eclipse will take place around 12 to 2:30 p.m. and reach a maximum at 1:14 p.m. Before viewing the eclipse, the observatory will also feature a presentation by Livia Camo, a Queen's University Physics undergrad student working on the 2024 Eclipse Outreach and Planning Committee. Her talk is titled, The Midday Midnight Sky. The presentation will be followed by observing the partial solar eclipse, weather permitting. I sat down with Nikhil Arora, Queen's Astrophysics postdoc, and Queen's Eclipse coordinator to chat about this Saturday. Here's what he had to say. Well, to start us off, would you like to introduce yourself and your role with the observatory at Queen's?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I am Nikhil Arora. I actually did my PhD here in astrophysics at Queen's. And currently I'm a postdoc here at Queen's, but also a Queen's eclipse coordinator, which means the total solar eclipse that's coming up. I am coordinating a lot of the outreach activities that will go through Queen's physics for the April 8th. Total solar eclipse.
Awesome. Thank you. And for those unaware, we have the annular solar eclipse coming up on October 14th. I was wondering if you could describe exactly what an annular solar eclipse is, some of the mechanics behind it, how frequently we see events like this, that kind of thing.
Great. So to describe what an annular solar eclipse is, I first need to describe what a solar eclipse is. So as we know, there's two motions going on when it comes to the system of the Earth, Sun, and the Moon. The Earth goes around the Sun. Of course, that's what causes, that's what is the year. Then the Moon goes around the Earth as well. And that's what we see at night as different phases of the Moon. So what happens during a solar eclipse, what generally happens during a new moon phase is the Moon actually comes in between, perfectly comes in between the Sun and the Earth. And that's what causes an eclipse. So there's two kinds of complete solar eclipses, as you can call it, where the Moon totally covers the Sun from the perspective of the Earth. One of them is called an annular solar eclipse. The other one is called a total solar eclipse. So total solar eclipses, as you can imagine, it completely covers it. So no part of the Sun is visible from the Earth, where the shadow of the Moon is falling. An annular solar eclipse happens when the Moon in its orbit around the Earth is the furthest away from this from the Earth. So what happens there is, if you think about just a simple object, if it's closer to you, it's bigger. If it's further away from you, it's smaller. So the Sun, the Moon is just not big enough to completely cover the Sun. So a ring of the Sun still is present, or which is generally dubbed as the Ring of Fire in popular media. And that's what an annular solar eclipse is. So this October 14th, there is going to be an annular solar eclipse that is passing sort of almost through Western Canada, the West Coast going into Mexico, and then Northern South America for us. Yeah. What we will see here in Kingston is not the Ring of Fire, because we're not in the path of annularity, as you would call it. We'll see a partial solar eclipse, which is going to be for a little bit, for a little while, we will see a cookie bite taken out of the Sun.
How frequently do these events occur? Is it sort of like every few years or?
That's a very good question. So total solar eclipses happen roughly on the frequency of every 18 months to 2 years kind of thing. But of course, these things don't happen at the same place on the Earth every time because of the orbit of the Earth around the Sun and the orbit of the Moon around the Earth as well. So the last solar eclipse that happened, the partial solar eclipse that most people should remember, was August 2017. I think it was August 21st, if I'm not wrong, which was about 50 to 60%, if I'm not wrong. The last total solar eclipse that happened and that passed through Kingston was 675 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
So the year 1300. And so now we're actually being lucky where we're getting two back-to-back, two sick eclipses, one partial, which we're calling a teaser for the total solar eclipse that happens in April. And then the next total solar eclipse that passes through Kingston is going to be in roughly 375 years. So I don't know about you, but I'm a little busy that day.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, I will say you are right. It definitely feels like this is sort of a teaser for what's coming up in April. And that also works
Exactly,
out
yeah.
for the observatory events. It kind of feels like this is like the lead up before things
Yeah.
in the springs.
So the observatory is doing, so what the observatory does is a monthly open house where we have a scientist, generally from the Queen's Physics and Astronomy Department, sort of showcase their science, and then we open up the telescope facilities to the public. So we're actually doing a special open house in October, which is going to be at October on October 14th at 11 a.m. So instead of it being an evening event, which is what it generally is, we're going to do it during the day so that it coincides with the eclipse happening, the partial eclipse passing through Kingston. So we have a special guest speaker who is Livia Como, who's a third-year undergrad student in astrophysics here at Queen's. And she's been sort of working with me a lot about on eclipse outreach and so creating materials and stuff like that. And so she will be presenting some of the some of the cool aspects about the eclipse as well. So this is going to happen at Ellis Hall on Queen's campus at 11 a.m. on October 14th.
Awesome, yeah. And just obligatory safety message. Is there do you have any tips for folks to view the eclipse at the observatory or on their own?
Absolutely. So if you do end up coming to the observatory, we will have multiple telescopes that will be available, which are safe to view the sun with. And then we'll have eclipse glasses and visors available as well, which use a special filter called the Mylar filter that will be used. So there's different strategies that you use when it comes to safety with the eclipse, depending on whether if it's a partial solar eclipse or a total solar eclipse. So when it's a partial solar eclipse, you actually do tend to keep your glasses, if you're using solar eclipse glasses, on for the whole duration of the time. Whereas if it's a total solar eclipse, you're allowed to remove them during the totality moment because there is no sun there. So if you do visit the observatory, the event, you will get glasses from us. But if you are doing this at home, you can go to eclipse2024.queensu.ca, where we actually do provide a list of merchants who are creating safe glasses to view the eclipse with. The one caution that we're giving people is don't go on Amazon and buy glasses because there's a certain safety requirement that needs to be com that the glasses need to be complying with. And so the three vendors that we provide do meet those requirements.
Awesome. Sounds good. And just in general, how can folks learn more and keep up with events at the observatory, including those leading up to April?
Absolutely. So the Queen's Observatory has a Facebook page. You can just Google Queen's Observatory, and you will land on the Facebook page. As far as the eclipse is concerned, you can Google Queen's Eclipse 2024, and that will lead you to our website at this moment, which is eclipse2024.queensu.ca. And we are keeping a whole list of upcoming events for the eclipse when it comes to promotions and other cool, interesting things about the eclipse popping up as well. So eclipse2024.queensu.ca.
Be sure to view the eclipse safely on Saturday, October 14th, either at the Queen's Observatory or on your own. For more information, you can visit queensu.ca/observatory.